OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
It's your boy, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have visual? I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I, who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of erratic.
So, no. Okay. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kick It Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
And this is your boy, T'Angelo. What's going on, everybody? I am so back in the place to be. EOTM Radio. I am so uber excited, you guys. I'm back. Yes, that's right. T'Angelo's back here with EOTM Radio. And I have came back with a vengeance. So definitely stick around. We're going to have a blast. For those of you who remember my last show, Love, Dance, and Hate Between Them, this is going to be like a more upgraded version of that. It's a new year with a new show. I got a new website and new successes to conquer. So with all the new, what are we going to talk about? Well, not too many differences, but there are a few things. First off, this is the kicker spot. You know, where we chill and discuss entrepreneurship, higher education, corporate success, matters of the heart, and whatever else I happen to conjure up. And then with the help of EOTMblog.com, the Celebrity Hub will cover entertainment news and the happenings in Hollywood and some of the Hollywood gossip. Not all of the stories, because, you know, some of those stories be way over the top. But nonetheless, you guys, I'm so excited to be back with you. Much love to the entire EOTM fam. You guys have been holding it down. Sweet T, I know you're out there doing your thing. Ron Anthony, you got your boy Stephen Knight, and our girl Mocha D. You guys are all awesome. I'm back, so I hope y'all ready. Okay, so let's see. One of the new additions to my show is going to be a gentleman I'm really excited to actually introduce you all to. His name is Buddha. Buddha the Voice. He will be a segment host on the show who will definitely keep you laughing with his many talents, okay? He is a celebrity voice impersonator, okay? So we're going to talk more about Buddha later on in the show, but you definitely want to check him out. He has great talent, and he's just really funny, okay? Then how about the new theme song? How did you guys feel? Did you love it? I'm personally in love with it. I mean, I want to just go ahead and say it's awesome. I truly am in love. If you guys want to give me a call and tell me what you think, you can hit me up at 718-664-6543. Again, that was 718-664-6543. And let me know what you think. I'm going to have to just go ahead and I should probably play the song again, huh? Just for those of y'all who just now tuning in, did y'all miss the theme song in the beginning? I probably should play it again. But thank you. Thank you to G, a.k.a. The Genius, and Studio Math. G the Genius is the producer who actually put that track together for me. I got to go into the studio and record a little bit, and that was crazy. To my girl Angie, she did some of the vocals with me. Thanks. That was awesome. We had a blast in the studio. The whole process of putting the sound bites together, there's other transitions and things you'll hear throughout the show, and it was all a great experience. So I want to say thank you to Studio Math and G. It was great. So let's go ahead and take a minute, you guys, because I love it so much. And for those of you who happen to miss it the first time, we're going to go ahead and play it again. Can we please run that back?
It's your boy, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo.
T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual? I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I, who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of erratic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go, go,
Coast.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
I can't get enough of the song. I can't. What do you guys think? You definitely have to let me know. You have to let me know. And one thing you can do to let me know what you think is go to T'Angelo.com and post your thoughts in my guest book. That is T'Angelo, T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O. com and post your thoughts in the guest book. That's going to be fun. There are a few other new elements to the show, but we're going to get into all that. We have a great night.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the Kickin' Spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the Kickin' Spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The Kickin' Spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one celebrity the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah.
The Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot,
the Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot.
If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth.
The Kickin' Spot.
What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot.
All right, you guys. So I was just thinking, the only way to bring in the new year and a new show is to party it up like it's 1999. Yeah. And so to help me break out my new show is going to be music and hip hop sensation One Too Much. Yes, tonight the Dynamic Trio will visit us, and we will hear all about their holiday show that they had this past December at the Celebrity Center. Also, we're going to hear about their new music video entitled Like a Star, and kind of what it's like to be on tour and so much more. We're going to catch up with One Too Much later on this evening. They're my special guests, and I'm really excited to hear from them because they've been up to so many great things. And when they do call in, we talk with them. If you happen to want to, you know, speak with the boys, you can give them a call at 718-664-6543. Okay. So, let's talk about Buddha. I mentioned him earlier of having a new segment host, and Buddha the Voice, that is. And I wanted y'all to meet him. But before we talk to Buddha himself, let's take a minute to speak to the late, great Bernie Mac. Yo, Bernie, are you there? Is he there? Maybe not. I thought he was. Well, Buddha, Bernie, are you there? He should be talking now. Buddha? Well, maybe not. I can hear him over there. Can you hear me? Yeah, weird. And he's not talking. He's there, though. Do we have... Veronica, do we have this phone on mute? Buddha, if you can hear me, we should be conversating right now. I don't know if his phone's on mute. Okay. Well...
Hey, I'm on it.
I've been talking to myself for like 45 seconds. I was starting to feel like you didn't like me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine. Well, I don't want to speak to Buddha right now. We're probably speaking to Bernie Mac. Nothing personal. Is Bernie available?
Well, hello, what's going on? What's happening? What's happening?
Well, good evening, Bernie. So tell me, what's going on?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing too much going on. You know, I just came down from him. I was sitting up there arguing with the business, you know what I'm saying, Big Small. I'm telling Big Small, every time I talk to you, you know, I wouldn't want to laugh. I said, what's going on, Biggie, come on. Well, you know, that's the way it goes. Every time I turn around, the people want to, you know, he just shut up. I don't want to hear that all that. So what's going on with you?
We're just here blasting off the first episode of the first, yeah, of many shows to come with the Kicking Spot.
I'm so sorry I was late. I'm sorry I had to talk to you. So, well, you know, it took me a long time to come down. I didn't know heaven that far. So you forgive me.
And this is Los Angeles, so traffic is pretty thick around here.
Yeah, it was thick up there, too. I saw a few people going to the left. I didn't know. I'm going to stay to the right.
So what's all going on? Talk to me.
Well, you know, I came on down and I heard Will Smith and Jada Pinkett going to break up. I said, what's going on with that?
Well, I know I haven't talked to Will just yet. We're going to work on getting him or Jada to come on and sit down with us and tell us all about it.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. That's between me and you.
Okay.
See, Will
okay,
Smith know how to do the movies and the rapping, but better than that, I do the tat, tat, tat. That's between me and you.
Okay, I won't tell nobody.
Yeah, okay, even lock that down, because when I go back, I got to talk to Jesus and tell you what it is.
What it is. All right, then, now.
That's what it is. Let's hold on. Everything's fine. Hold on. So I'll tell you something.
Oh, okay.
When you have somebody stay with you, I'm sitting up here, me and Michael Jackson, they're in that same old house. I'll tell you something. Why do people want to steal from folks? Can you tell me that?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. People want to steal from folks because they ain't got nothing themselves. So, you know, by me being up here, I'm in the house with Jesse Jackson. Jesse don't talk nothing. So, hey, come now. Let me tell you something. I'm going to put him on. I'm going to put him on the phone. And all this too much to say, ain't got too much to say. Hold on.
Okay. What are you going to say? Jesse going to talk to me?
Hello, what's going on today?
Oh, hey, Jesse.
Hey, what's going on? Excuse me. I heard so much about you. I heard so much about the radio. I know I had to come through to let you know that every day is a Rainbow Coalition. Every day you got to know just what the show to blow to know that Jesse Jackson is good to go.
Okay. You guys are cracking me up. Well, you know, I'm going to pause for the call. You guys, I got to take a moment to come back. But listen, you guys don't go far. And we're going to finish up with you guys and hear more about this coalition and why Michael Jackson is living with Bernie Mac. Okay? We have
well, you have to go now. It has to go now. Let's get it.
Oh, my God, and Michael's there, too. Okay. So we are definitely going to have to finish up and find out what all is going on with the three of them a little bit later, okay? That's going to be hilarious. I can't wait. I know, right? I'm sorry. No talk. Okay. We're good. Okay. So, okay. Okay. I'm going to digress. Anyhow, so we're going to get in and speak to Buddha more later on and also learn more about him and his talents, okay? So for a moment, we want to go ahead and hear about the Key Projects. Yes. First, I want to mention the new website I kind of made mention earlier, but I want to talk about it for a second here. So you all need to go by and visit www.tangelo.com. Again, that was www.tangelo.com. And this was a project that was in the works for quite some time, and I wanted you all to really enjoy the page, have fun and be able to see kind of what goes on in the world of T'Angelo and get to know a little bit more about me and see the projects and all that jazz. So stop by the Kick and Spot tab and you can see what's going on with the shows. I will let you know that next week we will have the choreographer, the extraordinary Shane Sparks on the show. He is going to come by and tell us all things Shane Sparks, scandals and all. And then also we're going to have talked about the Black College Expo because it is that time of the year again. And so many other great, great things, okay? A matter of fact, you guys should stop by the guest book page and post a comment. Yeah, on the page towards the ontianzo.com, towards the bottom, you'll see the guest book. Go ahead and take a moment and just post a hello, howdy do. I would love to hear from you and see what your thoughts are on the new show, The Kick and Spot, with the new theme song and all that jazz. And you know what? And another in fact. I just had an idea. This is what we'll do. Y'all ready? Let's do a giveaway. Tonight, we're going to give away 2 free movie tickets. You guys all there for that? You good? No, Veronica, you can't have a movie ticket. She acted like she didn't know, like we wasn't on the script. Anyhow, so you guys, this is what you have to do. For a chance to win the 2 complimentary movie theater tickets to the movies, you have to post a comment on my guest book this evening. And that that's to enter you to the drawing, okay? And when you do, towards the end of the show, we're going to go through the names and see who's all posted comments and just snatch a name, announce you. Once we announce it, you get called back at 718-664-6543. We'll get your information and send you out two tickets. What do you think? You guys are good for it? Are y'all okay for that? Okay. So, again, go to tiangelo.com, post a comment on the guest book, and to enter your the contest to win two free movie tickets. Okay? And it is
I'm a fucking man. Y'all don't get it, do you? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew ya. Go uptown, New York City, bitch. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm out with Tudor. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami too. Clubbing hard, fucking women, they ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't shit changed. How you feel, how you feel, how you feel? 25 sitting on 20.
Oh my goodness, oop, sorry about that. My elbow switched into a little button. I'm sorry, I'm new, I'm back. I know, it's been a little while, I'm back. Okay, sorry. You know, I was talking too when I hit the button trying to get this button right here. Okay, so anyhow, you guys, for the contest, go to tiangelo.com and fill out the guest book to win free movie tickets. Okay, so if you're interested in knowing who will be, I mentioned to you guys about the Kicker Spot page. So if you want to know again who the guest on the show will be, you're always more than welcome to check out the Kicker Spot page on tiangelo.com, which will tell you all about that. And I mentioned Shane Sparks, and if you are not as abreast on the dance world as I happen to be, because I love the art of dance, Shane Sparks was probably best recognized for being a judge on America's Best Dance Crew and so much more and more that he would do. He'll be on there, and we'll hear more and talk more to him about that. So, anywho, and then what else is there? Really quickly, I spoke quickly about the Black College Expo. As I mentioned, it's approaching. And if you are here in Los Angeles on January 28th, the College Expo will be at the Los Angeles Convention Center. This is definitely an event that you want to attend if you're looking to attend college. If you have youth who is getting ready to prepare for college, parents and adults, this is a great event. Last year, I took two gentlemen to this event, and they both got accepted to Dillard University on the spot. And funny enough, they're here in town for the holiday, but they fly out on Monday to go back to Louisiana, and I'm really happy for them. So big ups to Christian and Terrence for that one. If you're not in Los Angeles but you want to visit the expo, they are also going to be in Oakland, Ontario, New York, Atlanta, and D.C., just to name some of the places. So if you're looking to attend college, again, this is a must. This is an event to attend. This is a must, okay? For any information about this, you can go to tiangelo.com, click the event page, and you can find more there. Also, if you are really interested in going, on January 26th, I will be giving away tickets to the expo. And when you call in, you can win a pair of tickets to go to any of the expos that they have across the nation. So you don't have to just come to the one in Los Angeles. But if you are in Atlanta or Oakland, definitely tune in on January 26th when I will have the founder of the expo here with us, and we'll be giving away complimentary tickets. And that'll be definitely the way to go, okay? So stay abreast. So don't forget, you guys, really quickly, don't forget to post a comment on the guest book page of tiangelo.com for your chance to win two free movie tickets.
I'm the fucking man. Y'all don't get it, do you? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew you. Go uptown, New York City, bitch. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm out with Tudor. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami too. Clubbing hard, fucking women, they ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't shit changed. How you feel, how you feel, how you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. I'ma do it for the bay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMC and B, you niggas more YMCA. Me, Franny, and Molly Mall at the Cribbo. Shackles out to Nico, J and Chubb, shot to Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm fucking with her, I don't really need her. Ah, that's how you feel, man, that's really how you feel. Cause the pimpin' nice cold, all these bitches just wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, then again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal. Real nigga, what's up? Now she
she want a photo. You already know though, you only live once, that's a motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up? One time, fuck one time. I'm calling niggas out like the umpire. 7 grams in the blunt, almost drowned in the pussy, so I swam to a butt. It's east side, we in this bitch. Wish a nigga would, like a tree in this bitch. And if a leaf fall, put some weed in that bitch. That's my M.O. at a beat of that shit. I'm fucked up, tore down. I'm twisted, door knob. Talk stupid, off with your head. Nigga, money talk, and Mr. Egg. Yeah, I'm so young, money. Got a drum on a gun, in the jazz of bunny. Funny how honey ain't sweet like sugar, ain't shit sweet. Niggas on the street like hookers, I tongue kiss her other tongue. Ski, 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 water gun. Oh my god, Becky, look at her butt. Don't she? Now she want a photo, you already know though. Yeah. You only live once, that's a motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up, what's up, what's up? Real nigga, what's up? Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's a motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, D'Angelo, and we are definitely here at the Kicker Spot,
gigging it,
chilling, hanging out. Anyhow, so again, to win the free movie tickets to movie theater, you must post a comment on the guest book page of D'Angelo.com, and we'll announce the winner towards the end of the show. Once your name is called, you'll just have to call in to 718-664-6543 for your chance to claim your ticket.
Ooh, the celebrity hub is next. Shh, be quiet. It might be juicy.
The Kicker Spot Celebrity Hub is brought to you by EOTMBlog.com. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMBlog, yes, I said it, EOTMBlog.com is the site to visit.
I said be quiet. It's coming on. Get off my foot.
Yes, everyone's crowding around the radio just to hear what's going on at EOTMBlog.com. And yes, all the celebrity news and gossip will be brought to you by EOTMBlog.com. So what all is going on EOTMBlog.com? Well, I don't know about you guys. I'm logging in now just to make sure I don't miss no extra juicy details, okay? So, a couple of things. I know I want to talk about all the – they have so much good stuff on there, you guys. I had pulled some stories for the show, and then I happened to go back on the EOTMBlog.com. They had even some newer, juicier stories. So much to cover, so much to talk about. What do we do in just a mere, 120 minutes? So anyhow, let's see. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get it together here. Katy Perry. Katy Perry is about to get a divorce. Yes, Russell Brand files for a divorce from Katy Perry. Isn't that just seem so quick? Wasn't it just yesterday we were getting married down in India or some sort? Well, in a statement released on December 30th, Brand said, "Sadly, Katy and I are ending our marriage. I'll always adore her, and I know we'll remain friends." In the docs filed in Los Angeles, Brand cites they had irreparable differences. Don't they always have irreparable differences? Hollywood, it's a mess. The two were just married on October 23rd of 2010. Oh, okay. I thought they married last year, 2011. Okay, so they did make it at least a year. But anyhow, they have no kids, so the divorce should be kind of easy. I don't think there was a prenuptial agreement involved in either, but for more details, of course, EOTM blog. And now and then, this is really funny. Okay, are you ready for a funny? I'm ready for a funny. Well, it's not really funny, but it's kind of like weird funny. Aretha Franklin is now getting married. I thought it was kind of funny. According to People, Aretha and Mr. William Wilkerson are engaged. The 69-year-old singer and Wilkerson are discussing tying the knot on Miami Beach. I love Miami Beach, you guys. If you get a chance to vacation, definitely vacation in Miami because it's so much fun. It is, and I love it. If you love nightlife, that's a great place to go because they have a lot of fun. They do. Anyhow, they plan on doing an exclusive reception of aboard a private yacht. And I just realized also that, what's her name? Mrs. Franklin had lost about 85 pounds last year after her health scare. And I must say, she's looking fabulous. She said that she's feeling fabulous and that that they're looking forward to doing their wedding probably in June or July, but a date hasn't quite been set yet. She said she knew it was kind of rushed, but no, I'm not pregnant. I thought that was funny that she threw that in because you know how Hollywood is. If you say you get married, you know, quickly, they assume that you get pregnant or something. And then I'm going to go off script 1 second here because I thought that something I wanted to tell you guys, which I'm personally in love with, is our girl Dakota Fanning lands her first adult role. Yes, it's going to be a period drama piece called Effie. I'm really excited. I have been a Dakota fan since forever, and she does amazing work. And so to see her as an adult will be quite the experience. Dakota, she started in the industry when she was 6 years old. I mean, a very young actress who's managed to transform from a childhood into adult life without the whole crackhead period, you know. So this will be her first adult role, so we'll see how it goes. The film Effie is due to release in June this year, and we'll see kind of what goes on with that. I'm excited for her. I truly am. So big ups to my girl, Dakota. We'll have you on the show. It's going to be great. It'll be awesome. And then really quickly, again, off script, but really quickly, you got something else that was juicy. I'm telling y'all, EOTM Blog be having all the good stories. You got to keep up. But anyhow, they had the announcement that Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are now engaged. Yes, yes, yes. Now, they did have a series of breakups and makeups, but Timberlake and Biel have finally decided to get married. Can you believe it? They're both beautiful people. So, and then Justin married, though, that just seems weird to me. I mean, I've been, you know, a Justin fan since back in the NSYNC days, and now marriage? Really? So several insiders share with U.S. Weekly on this Friday that the couple of 4.5 years became engaged in late December. Timberlake reportedly proposed while the couple was vacationing in Jackson, Wyoming. So, you guys, super cute. Congratulations and all that jazz, you know. Love is in the air. Okay, I won't sing all that right now. Oh, and then another interesting story that was that I thought was unfortunate was Mariah Carey tweets that Nick Cannon has kidney failure. So unfortunate and not the best thing to hear. I had a family member who recently had the same issue, and so that's not an easy thing to deal with, but it's not fatal. I mean, you can't be turned around. Everything could end up okay. But anyhow, Nick Cannon spent the first weeks of the new year in a hospital with his wife, Mariah Carey, by his side. Carey tweeted that Cannon is suffering from mild kidney failure. So he has been hospitalized, you know, since the beginning of the year. And he's in Aspen, Colorado, where he and Carey were vacationing. Don't it seem like everybody, well, I guess it was the holiday season, so I guess everybody was vacationing. Come on, just say, everybody vacationing? Yeah. The pair, they became parents of twins, a boy and a girl, last year. And so if you got a chance, you can check out the kids. They've been awesome. But matter of fact, I'm just getting breaking news that, see, look how awesome they are. They, EOTM, the writers are just shooting me information that he actually is no longer in Colorado, but they have since moved him to a Los Angeles hospital. So we try to go visit him and take him like a little teddy bear or something. But, well, we do wish him all the best. Thanks for the update. Veronica, we own it over there. Oh, that wasn't you, Veronica. Oh, that wasn't you. Okay, anyhow, but so Nick Cannon, we do wish you a healthy and speedy recovery. So anyhow, back to the stories I'm supposed to be talking about. really quickly, LeBron James, he gets engaged. Yeah, for all those looking to get married to LeBron, LeBron and his longtime girlfriend, Samantha Brinson, are engaged. They have been together for quite some time. I think they're high school sweethearts. It was in the press that a few hours, no, wrong part, the Miami Heat forward popped the question to his high school sweetheart this past Saturday night, or a few Saturday nights ago, actually, doing a party to celebrate the new year, the New Year's Eve, and his 27th birthday. And so at the same time, they were doing New Year's Eve, they were doing his birthday, and now we're going to be doing an anniversary. So no wedding day has been announced just yet, but kudos to LeBron and his new, well, what do you call her? Oh, Beyonce. Sorry, forgot the word just that quick. Anyhow, but so big ups to LeBron and Miss and Savannah. So not too much, you guys. Nothing, you know, too bad out there. I didn't want to get too juicy, but we'll have to definitely stick around because EOTM will keep us informed. We're going to take a second here, but before we do, you guys, don't forget for your chances to win free movie tickets to the movie theaters, post a comment on the guest book page of tangible.com and wait for your name to be called.
What's going on? This is your boy, D'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Big Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Big Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Ticket Spot. Welcome to the Ticket Spot, and I'm your host, D'Angelo.
I am so in love. Thank you, Studio Math. Again, another little ditty from them. You guys, Studio Math is awesome. They did great by me. Putting together all my little sound bites. So I think their website is currently under construction, you guys. So as soon as they pull it together, I'm going to have you guys go check out some more of their work. But anyhow, also, you guys, definitely, I'm going to take a minute real quick and just shout out my photographer, Duran was a photographer I recently worked with. And, Carla, honey, if you're listening, I haven't forgot to get you the information for this wonderful photographer. I am going to get it to you, I promise. It's just been crazy trying to pull this together. But I'm going to get it to her because he did. So if you guys are happy to notice some of my new images, there's some on my Facebook, a couple of my Facebook, there's some on the website, and I just want to shout Duran for the images. They're awesome. They're great. He's very professional, and I had an awesome time, and all positive things with him. So if you happen to need some new photography and you want to work with a photographer who does awesome work and does great editing to help the colors pop and make you look your best, definitely hit me up. On tangible.com, and you can go down to contact us and just shoot me a little, hey, how do you do or whatever, and I can get you his information, okay? But, Carla, you don't have to do that, hun. I'm going to just, you know, I got your number, girl. So, definitely. Stop laughing at me. People are weird. What am I supposed to be doing? I don't know. Oh, I'm actually... I was thinking, I'm on Facebook, and there are people posting funny things on here. If you don't visit my Facebook, you should, because it's funny stuff. I have one person who creates a bunch of hilarious things all the time, but I won't just shout his name out on the air right now, but he knows who he is. I always try to post. Well, I don't even post a lot, because he's just funny, so I just happen to read a lot. But anyhow, okay, what am I doing? Oh, sorry. Okay, I'm ready, you guys. I'm back. I had a tangent, you know me. Just hang out for a spell. I'll be back in a minute. I mean, I don't go that far away. Okay, so somebody in the chat room just, I don't know how she just asked, but she said, hey, where's One Too Much? Don't trip. One Too Much is underway. They are coming on tonight. They are actually preparing themselves. They are coming. I'm actually writing to her right now so she doesn't get mad. They are coming, you guys. Don't worry. They're a little bit later in the show. So they'll be here. That's what's up. One Too Much, they're giving y'all love. I hope y'all listening. They don't even want to talk to me. Okay. Out of curiosity, are people calling in for One Too Much already? Do we have callers? Ask them, do we have callers? I need to move on. I'm sorry, you guys. Okay, let me get back there. Kind of flagging me down over here. Okay. I'm sorry, I just lost my spot. Okay. Anywho, okay. Are they on the screen? Oh, you don't have the screen yet, you guys. I don't need the callers yet. I was just wondering if they were there. It's no worries. We'll wait till later. Yeah, no big hurry. Okay, let me get back to work. Okay. You guys, I'm having so much fun over here. Y'all should see my little screen. It's all much fun to have some little dilly-dallies and stuff. Okay, so let's get to the next segment here. I want you guys to actually meet the gentleman who did the voices earlier. We talked to some of his voices, but now I actually want to just talk to Buddha for a second because we want to get to know him a little bit. And did my freaking computer just kick me off? Okay, this thing is weird, you guys. I wish you guys could see what I'm going through right now. It's so hard. Say goodbye.
Yesterday.
Let's see here. What am I doing? Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and get. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm trying to get his introduction. I have a beautiful one written for him. Yeah, and I'm trying to, but the thing kicked me out. Give me one moment. Okay, Okay, apparently I'm not doing this right, you guys. But you guys, I'm weird. Okay, I have to move on. Okay, so anyhow, we have Buddha the Voice, and I'm going to tell you a little backstory. So me and Buddha met at this great event called That's VoiceOver, and I was covering the event, so I had the camera crew and everything out there, and all of a sudden I run into this gentleman, and he starts talking to me as Bernie Mac. And I'm like floored because for a second I thought they had brought Bernie Mac back to life. He was awesome. And so when we spoke with management and did this, that, and the other, they were like, oh, yeah, sure, T, you can come on the show. And I was like, great. They didn't even give me a hard time or anything. I felt so loved. So a little bit about Buddha. For those of you listening out in the Chi-Town, Buddha is a native of Chicago. He was from Cook County, you guys, and his family moved to Mississippi for a different while later and for a mixture of jazz and the whole slicker life and whatnot. He loves to sing and dance and write music and do voice impressions, of course, and is quite a talented comedian. From an early age, he amused his family, friends, and classmates with the sounds of characters. And so through the course of life, he's just been honing and pulling his skills together to now be an adult and do very well performing all sorts of acts as Al Johnson, Joe Torre, Kevin Hart, Montel Jordan. The list, of course, goes on and on and on. He has a long list of voice impressions that he can do. But opposed to going through all the lists of Eddie Murphy, DMX, Jesse Jackson, and the Clumps. You guys will meet the Clumps next week. Not this week, but next week. So just to name a few of the people, okay, you guys. So that's who my friend Buddha is. And in due time, we're going to have him up on the website as well so you guys can hit him up and say what it do. So without further ado, let me go ahead and say what's up to my boy Buddha. Buddha, what's going on with you, my friend?
What's going on? What's happening? What's happening out there?
We're doing great. Thank you for, welcoming, being a segment host on the first show of The Kick is Spot. How you feeling?
Man, I feel great, man. You know, it's a blessing. I can't thank nobody but God. So it's a blessing to be on the radio. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me as a co-host. Thank you. You know, with wife, we always want to thank you. They thank you. I want to thank you for the love, the toes, the eyes. Thank you.
Okay, well,
thank you.
All I can say to that is, you're welcome.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
Can I say you're welcome in Spanish? Does anybody want to say you? Gracias. That's thank you. De nada.
So you know I'm here in San Antonio. You want to throw the Spanish out there?
I only got a few words. Don't get too carried away. I don't have a full vocabulary.
You got some beans. Beans. They need to be cooked, my friend.
What is your name?
My name is Roger Carmozo Pasquin Barrero, pero my nickname is Robbie.
Okay. Well, so question. I have a lot of background noise, so if it's possible to pull the background noise down, that would be great. But so let's see here. So let's talk about some of the things in the pop culture right now. I'm going to take it back a month or two ago. We had this whole scandal about Beyonce faking the baby. Now, I personally don't believe it. I think it's quite crazy, but I think she's really pregnant. What do you think?
Well, you know what, man? I just don't know with these, you know, this entertainment stuff no more. Some, you know, it's real, what's real. I just try to stay out of people's bedrooms and try to have movies come to mind.
So, okay, and then what does Michael think about the whole scandal?
Well, you know, I say like this here. Each his own, and, you know, you can't do nothing but love her. Love your father, your mother, your sister, your brother. Stop, Tito. Stop. Will you stop?
Now, Michael, you have been, you know, a part of the royal family for your entire life, and you know how this can be scrutinized and people make up all sorts of things. But now,
bad story. Bad.
Sit back and watching this. Do you think she's pregnant or not? Do you think Beyonce's pregnant?
Well, you know, you never read those tabloids. The tabloids would get you real, you know, mess with your mind. So, you know,
did you watch the video? Did you watch the video?
No. No. You know, messing with your mind is a horrible thing, you know. So I just know that that's where I make my songs from, you know, just terrible things, you know, like, another day is gone, I'm still all alone.
Did you break in the song?
How could this be?
Did you
know that you're with me. You know, so I just, you know,
say. Yeah, okay. I didn't know we had a concert. We just sold tickets. Okay, that's what's up. Okay, so you guys, if you're listening in, definitely give us a call. You can always speak to one of the many voices of Buddha at 718-664.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Yo, what's up? Hey, yo. Hey, I heard that's what's going on, baby. What's up? This is DMX, yo. What's happening?
Whoa. Who's this?
Yo, this is DMX, baby. What's going on? You know what I mean?
Going
on the radio. You know what I'm saying? You have the people, Buddha, coming through, you know? You have them coming through. You have the dog. You know what I mean? What's going on, please?
Well, how have you been? You know, you stand in news, too. What's going on with you these days?
Well, you know what I mean? I just got out of jail about 5 months ago. You know what I mean? You know, I'm trying to lay low on certain things. You know what I mean? Lay low on, you know, the drugs. You know what I mean? Lying and... You know, selling other dogs, you know what I mean, doing what I do, you know what I mean? Just what it is, you know what I mean? It is what it is, baby, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, with you being through all that you go through, you know a little bit about some drama and whatnot. So, I mean, what do you think about the, you know, just randomness here? What do you think about Aretha Franklin getting married at 69 years old?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this here, you know what I mean? Aretha Franklin, if I was with her, I'd be marrying her too, because she looked good.
Oh, okay.
She looks good, you know what I mean? I love the way she looks, baby. You know what I mean? She's the best. You know what I mean? 69, 70, 80, whatever. She just sings to me, baby, and it's lovemaking all night. You know what I mean?
Well, okay. Well, don't get too excited now because, you know, she's an engaged woman now, so, you know.
Well, you know what I mean? Look, the dog, you know what I mean? You know, I come through, baby, you know what I mean?
He's just proud. Okay. I can dig it. Now, real quick, DMX, real quick. So last year, I saw this thing on a news article. When a mother saw her kids robbing a liquor store on the news, she saw it on the news and recognized her children, and she turned them into the police. What would you do if you were the parent?
Well, you know what I would have did? I'm going to tell you like this here. Anyone be robbing, you know what I'm saying, child be robbing something to me, you know what I mean? If I don't sell out, what you going out there for?
Huh?
Yo, what I'm saying like this is wrong, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you're gonna have your child rob something, what you doing in the home? Your kids shouldn't be robbing nothing if you were satisfied at home, but at the same time they'd be greedy because you give them so much, they want much. You know what I mean?
I do. You know who also whose opinion I would love to hear? Where's Bernie? I know he's around there. Bernie would be a person.
Bernie.
He'd be hating on his kids. He'd be hating on his badass kids. So
yeah,
where's
Bernie?
Let him tell me about
the kids. Yo, tough on. Help me. Yo, Shut up.
You make me hoarse.
Rough. You're so dumb.
Oh, my gosh. It's hot in here.
Hold on.
Hey, Bonnie, I was just raising a question. If you found out that one of your niece or nephews happens to be robbing, like you see them on the news robbing a liquor store and you recognize them, would you turn them into the police?
Well, you said the wrong thing. You said my CMO TV. Rob, so I'm going to tell you like that's what I do. I will take them little girl up and tell them to the hammer. I'll beat them up there to the hair. I'm trying to hear the white meat. I'm telling them when they go to school, they look like a zombie. I'm going to white. I'm telling all like them to rigor mortis and set in 10 minutes before time.
Oh, my. Okay.
Let me ask your kid. What's your kid's name? That's rigor mortis 1, rigor mortis 2. Now, which one you want to be? 3, get the hell on.
I thought you had a love for children.
Man, I'm going to tell you something about some kids. I'm going to tell you about them children. Y'all, I know you're probably losing your breath right now, but I'm on the phone. If you can't hold it, I'm sorry for you. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
And I'm talking to George. George got some issues. Well, anyway, I'm telling you about some kids I had. I was at the mall with my niece the other day. I saw a woman with a Coke bottle. As I said, I'll get your number.
When you sound a bird, I said, hold the heck on. I said, I want to get your time. When you sound a bird, I said, hold the heck on. She sound a bird,
Are you okay?
Hello? Yeah, no, she ain't all right. Hey, just roll around. Roll around. You don't turn all around, woman.
Is she breathing?
And this ain't Santa Claus. Oh, Christmas. Someone dug a hole.
What did you deck the halls with?
With a piss upside the head. Oops.
Right.
Side of the head. Say, oops, left side of the head with your child.
I said, oops, upside the head. All right. Okay.
With
the
child.
No,
with the child.
Oh,
yeah, I ain't trying to say something. I'm not trying to sit up here and, verify or qualify for child abuse, but sometimes abuse is necessary because that's why you got these kids out here doing what they're doing. Like, one day I'm walking around, look like me the other day, come on, do you know where I get a handlebar? I said, what? A handlebar. I was talking about you for a bike. He said, no, his fool ain't from around here. He ain't from around here. But I'm going to tell you, he can't come around.
What did he want the bar for?
They're trying to say everything. They're trying to say your toe, eyeball, what you get that? Well, the eyeball, man, do the best for you. I got two of them already, I need four more.
Okay, well, that reminds me of the character from one of my favorite shows, Martin, with the Hustle Man. He's just a hustler, you know? Trying to do what he can
do. Yeah. But nah, this ain't Hustle Man, though. This brother from Fifth Floor. How you doing?
Love that for the Fifth Floor. Oh, shucky, ducky, quack, quack, boy. What it do, son?
Yeah, you know, I just came through because, somebody told me y'all was giving away some sandwiches for free if you get on the radio. Is that true?
Sandwiches? Close, but not so much. If
but y'all
you
got
go
some
to,
sandwiches,
if
though,
you,
right? If they bologna, egg sandwich, real sandwich, any sandwich to do because my mama hungry. And plus,
well, we were giving away movie tickets. We're going to win movie tickets if you go to
TheAngelo.com. I can't eat movie tickets. Nah. How many you got? You got two of them? Because my hand's holding up, two fingers, if you know what I'm saying.
Right, yeah, I do. But, man, you're moving kind of slow. Are you okay?
I just got through talking to Maude, Gina. Got me tripping on some things, so I think she be watching me.
Do she?
Yeah. She be watching. But see, I don't like telling my. So I just give me a assignment and hit the wind.
Right, because I don't have a fire escape, so I'm not worried about you coming through my window. So I would appreciate it.
I've come through the walls, chimneys. I even climbed an 8-4-story building before. Just to get the best jelly sandwich in the world.
You are hilarious. Well, okay, bro, man. Well, thank you. I'm gonna let you get back to the
you're welcome. You know what I'm saying? But y'all ain't got them sandwiches for real?
Right. Yeah. Not so much. Sorry.
Y'all lie.
No, I didn't. Someone else lied to you. But listen, next time you come by, we'll definitely have a ham, cheese, peanut butter, and pickle sandwich for you.
Oh, man. That's my favorite. You know my favorite, man? Sure. Thank you very much.
Well, that's what's up. Well, thank you so much, Buddha, my friend. We're going to have to talk to you again next week.
All
right. And we'll hear more about what's going on in the world of celebrity voices.
Right, you know it is. So y'all stay up, man, and y'all be peace. God bless y'all out there. Y'all know it's one time here. San Antonio, all the way to L.A., we doing it like that. We doing it big all day, every day.
There you go. And we're going to take a quick break, you guys. And when we return, we will definitely be talking to our boys One Too Much.
You are now tuned in to the Chicken Spot.
Okay, you guys, what's going on? I want to say thank you to our boy Buddha, Buddha the Voice. He is hilarious. He will be here again as a segment host talking about whatever happens to come to their mind. I am feeling him. So, oh, goodness. So, oh, okay. So, I'm trying to do everything, y'all. Really quickly, don't forget to stop by tangelo.com to win two free movie tickets to an AMC movie theater. They're kind of everywhere. So, you pretty much just have to post a comment on the guest book page of tangelo.com, and we will announce the winner towards the end of the show. Once we call your name, you'll have to call in to claim your movie tickets. The number is 718-664-6543. Let's see really quickly. Let's see what we're doing. Hold on. Let's see. I want to see if we got some major players in there yet. Let's see how many comments we have. Hope I don't embarrass myself right here. Hold on. Let's see. I'm going to go down to the guest book page, you guys, and see how we're doing. Okay, we have a few. We got a few people in there. Yep. We have a couple. Okay. So we got some people coming in, y'all. Y'all got to get your comments in, tangelo.com for the movie tickets. Okay, you guys. And we are now going to take a minute to check out One Too Much a single, Like Duh.
Don't even ask me that.
Turned up to the max, yo, man, why you dumb like that? Don't take me in public cause I don't know how to act. You can hit it, you can hit it, you pass it, you jerk. No, can't do it like that. She gon' take a lid, and she like me like that. She gon' take a sip, and she like it like that. In the club, jerked up, and I'm still turned up. Looking for a flirt with a whole lot of butt, and I'm living life up. As my chick like, ooh, she take a little wink, and I said, what's up, like,
duh, I'm fresh. Duh, I function, duh, I'm fresh. Duh, I function, duh, like duh. Duh, I'm fresh, duh, I function, duh, I'm fresh. Duh, I function, duh, like duh.
Blurt, I jerk on me, jerk on you me. Know I'm on it, yeah. On the beat, I stay geeked up or in the club with a freak.
Zonked out in the back
with a handful of yeast. Toot it up on me, slow mama get loose. Drop it down low, baby girl, what it do? She say, TK, you go hard, and that's true. And she on Young Mill, so you know he on it too. I rap O2M, you already knew. I'm like, girl, duh, PC getting it too. I got a little green and my eyes don't eat. So let's get the party cracking, son, stop times three.
Duh, I'm fresh, duh, I function, duh, I'm fresh, duh, I function, duh, like duh. Duh, I'm fresh, duh, I function, duh, I'm fresh, duh, I function, duh, like duh.
I'm too much is in the building.
Exactly.
Hey, bros, let's show them how we do.
I'm turned, duh, 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 I'm fresh, duh, I function, duh, I'm fresh, duh, I function, duh, like duh. Duh, I'm fresh, duh, I function, duh, I'm fresh, duh, I function, duh.
Like no other, no. Deep undercover, deep undercover, like a new boy, you better tie your girl down, uh-huh. We gon' do it big and shut the function down, boy, don't get mad, I'm only speaking the truth, yeah. Your girl want me and yes, she think I'm cute, cause with this credit card, you know I'm maxin', let's get turning all the cups I'm bad.
Duh, I'm fresh, duh, I function, duh, I'm fresh, duh, I function, duh, like duh, duh, I'm fresh, duh, I function, duh, I'm fresh, duh, I function, duh, like duh. Duh, I'm fresh, duh, I function, duh, I'm fresh, duh, I function, duh, like duh. Duh, I'm fresh, duh, I function, duh, I'm fresh, duh, I function, duh.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, T'Angelo, and you are currently listening to The Kicker Spot, my new radio show here, and we are having a blast. So I am sitting here actually trying to hosting the chat rooms. You guys, if you want to chat in the EOTM chat rooms, you're more than welcome to. So if you go to EOTMradio.com and scroll towards the bottom, you'll be able to see the chat rooms there. You always see the chat rooms so you can chat with us and join in. And let me let you know that it's not the easiest thing in the world to do. Chat on the thingy and what you call it? Oh, chat on the chat room and talk to you guys on the air. That's a talent. I don't know how people like the transcribers who do 911. I don't know how they pull that off because they have to, you know, listen to everything that goes on that phone for the emergency and start typing people and pull them into it. So that must be a talent I don't quite have yet. So anyhow, okay, so let me see where our boys are. Let's see. I don't know. Let's see, I'm waiting for One Too Much to call in, but I just spoke with them, and I guess we're having some technical difficulties. Let me go ahead and take a song real quick while I pull them together so we can definitely chill and hang out with our boys from One Too Much, okay? So we'll be right back after this. Now, when I want to hit music, I couldn't, and now that I want to, I can get it.
Master Flex Night.
I like a woman with a picture in the past. A little attitude, problem, all good, it'll make shit last. Don't make it too easy, girl, don't take it too fast. Yeah, that's it right there, that's it, do it just like that. Only you could do it just like that, and I love it when your hair's still wet, cause you just took a shower, running on a treadmill and on the inside. Sound so smart, like you graduated college, like you went to Yale, but you probably went to Howard knowing you. Weekend in Miami, trying to study by the pool. Couple things do, but you always get it done. Might have been a time where I loved her too, but you take that away and you always in the one. One, I wonder why the moon looks nice, girl. Maybe it's just right for the night. You see niggas coming on too strong, girl. They want you in their life as a wife. That's why you wanna have no sex, why you wanna protest, why you wanna fight for your rights. Cause you don't love them boys, pussy run they think, fuck that noise. I know things get hard, but girl, you got it, there you go. Can't you tell I'm looking at you everywhere you go. Wondering what's on your mind, it must be hard to be that fine. When all these motherfuckers wanna waste your time, it's just amazing, girl, and all I can say is I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything's adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's why you're bad as fuck. And you
better am. All of them bitches, I'm better than. Mansions in Malibu, Babylon. But I never mention everything I dabble in. And I always ride slow when I'm straddling. And my shit's so wet, you gotta paddle in. Gotta roll, gotta roll your boat. It's Pink Friday records on the RBO. Send this to Pop Tow on the realest deal. The best legal teams are the deals of ill. That's Mac OPI in the fragrance too. Apparel, I'm dominating every avenue. Cobblestone, good view, little gravel too. Gotta pay for the underage travel too. Cause I flip, fly, I'm flying high. Ain't got time to talk, just high and by.
Master Flex Night.
Master Flex, master Flex, master Flex. Don't care what these people say. I'm billions, billions, trillions miles away. He asked my son, I said a sedge.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, T'Angelo, here at the Kicker Spot, chilling and doing what we doing. I'm over in the chat rooms actually chatting up with some of the people over here, and we are having a blast. Got some One Too Much fans over here chilling and kicking it, and it's great, so you can always stop by and do that. But then also, don't forget to go to T'Angelo.com and post a comment on the guest book for your chance to win two free tickets. We're going to announce the name here in just a short while, so you got some time. And I want you to get that. So do what it do. okay, so anyhow, we got folks in the chat rooms ready to talk to the boys. We got people on the phone lines ready to talk to the group. I guess they're the popular ones tonight. That's what's up. I'm happy to hear that. Love to support you guys. Thank you. So anyhow, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and, matter of fact, take this time to introduce the trio, dynamic trio. Yeah, my words are all mixed up. Forget it. Okay, let's just say One Too Much is here. Hi. Oh, snap. So why did I just find out that their signal dropped and now they're not here anymore? This is the funnest part, you guys, about doing live shows, because whatever happens, you have to just go with it. As I introduced them, it just said their phone call dropped. Wow. Okay. Well, I played all the music that I particularly wanted to play for the evening. So, okay, well, let's just hope they call back, because you guys have some really cool people looking to talk with y'all. So, let's see. I'm going to try to get them back on here. I think we got them. Let me see here. We're working with it. May I just sing a song while we wait? It's a small world. You know what? Maybe I won't. Well, anyhow, so real quick, I will tell you a little funny. I am currently at work. Oh, wait, I don't have to talk. They're here. Hello.
Hello.
What's going on? This is your boy Tiago with the Kicker Spot. Is this the group? One Too Much?
Oh,
now?
Oh, yes, I what's happening? O2M in the building.
We've been
listening to the song. We just listened to the track.
I'm so
out of here.
What's happening?
We was listening to it all the time, man. We was trying to get in, but we couldn't get in. I don't know what was the problem.
Because you guys are so great that everyone wants to talk to you.
How y'all doing out there? I'm TK the Great from One Too Much.
And what's happening? I go by the name of Young Mel. Ow! One Too Much.
We missing PC today. PC had some other things to do for O2M. We still working, so we got a lot of stuff scheduled. So we got to be here one time and be at the next place another time. So.
But, yeah, that's the world of entertainment for you.
Exactly.
Whoop, exactly.
So it's been it's been over a year since we've talked, so what have I missed?
What's going on, Chandler, man? Where you been at, man?
I've been on the grind, homies. Like, we got to make it work. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
It don't make sense at all. I'm glad we had the discussion.
So I was hoping to come to you guys' show back in December at the Celebrity Center. Unfortunately, didn't make it, but how was it?
Oh, my God.
Man, the show was off the chain, man. We had everybody in there, man. We had a special show for the ladies, special show for the parents. We had everything. We had it all together, man. And most of all, everybody had a good time, and everybody was turned up in a positive way.
Exactly.
That's right. That's what's up.
That's mostly what we love to do, is reach out to little kids, to people our age, and most of all, parents and adults.
And yeah, we just try to reach out to everybody. We're not trying to leave nobody out with our music, you know, because certain stuff you can't say, some certain stuff you can't say. So we just try to make music for everybody just to listen to, you know, and still come out cool, you know?
Right. Okay, that's what's going on. Oh, so we got the single Like Duh that we're working with. So where did Like Duh, where did it come from? Where did Like Duh come from?
Like Duh, Like Duh came from, and you feel a certain way about something, and you just like, man, Duh, that's going to go. You feel
that's going to go.
Like Duh. You know, remember somebody ask you like, man, bro, what? Is you fresh or what?
What?
Duh. Oh, hey, look, am I cute, girl? Whatever may be the case, you be like Duh, girl, you know you cute. I'm like, Duh. Man, she look good over there, bro. You see it? Like, Duh.
I'm guessing you guys seem to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we on.
That's what's going on. Okay, so now also taking it back to some more things you guys have been doing. The tour, you guys had a tour this past summer with group, just forgot the name. Who'd you guys tour with this summer?
Yeah, we was on tour. We've been on tour this past time, I think, with Pretty Ricky was in the building.
Pretty Ricky, that's right. Pretty. Grind down me.
So what? A-Shot in the building. Somebody rocking, knocking numbers.
All right, good now.
Yeah, we got Tim in the building. We had quite a few groups in the building that everybody hip to back in the 90s, you know? And we had a really good
time. Was that? How was it being on tour? Because, you know, when it comes to doing music, all the artists, all the up-and-coming people always want to go on tour. You know, that's like the biggest fantasy is to go on tour. How was it for you?
Man, just to let them know, they better be prepared because it's easy, but it's a lot of fun. It's not as easy as people think, but it is a lot of fun because you from city to city to city, sometimes you don't get as much sleep. You get an hour or two of sleep, then you back up recording or you back up, got to do get ready for a show, dress rehearsal. It's not as easy as people think, but it is a lot of fun. I just worked it. If you really love this music thing, you'll enjoy it a whole lot. You know?
That's what's up. Okay. And what would you say is your favorite part about being on tour? What was it for you?
Most of all, I think our favorite part was getting to see our fans happy.
Man, exactly. They were so excited. That just took the whole play. That just put the top on the cake. Just getting so excited.
Just to make the fans happy, that's what made my tour. That's what made
the
tour. I mean, every show, it was so, exciting. Everybody was so pumped up. Like, you know how sometimes you have a dead crowd. Everybody's so hyped up. Everybody was sweating, giving love. We were giving love. So, you know, everything worked out for the best.
Right. Okay. I know when I was doing the touring thing, it is a lot of fun. Like you said, it is a lot of work because you enter into a new city sometimes looking to chill and take a breath, and they're like, no, you got a sound check. You're like, can we eat first? You don't have time to eat right now, but we'll get you food at the end.
You don't have time to do nothing. Like, really, but, I mean, it's worth it. If this is what you want to do in your life, so this is what I chose to do. This is what me and my bros chose to do. So we're going to do it to the fullest.
To the fullest. That's my motto. Live life to the fullest. So did y'all catch Buddha the Voice?
I'm sorry, can you say that one time?
Did y'all catch my co-host, Buddha the Voice?
Buddha
he was
the
doing
Voice?
Bernie Mac. Yeah, he was on my show a minute ago doing Bernie Mac. I wanted to see if y'all happened to catch that.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We didn't even catch that.
No, you're good. I think y'all were still busy. I'm trying to figure out where y'all were in space. But anyhow, let's get back to you. Now, we have a new music video I checked out.
Oh, yeah, like a star. You talking about Like a Star, right?
Yes, Like a Star. That's where I was going.
Oh, yeah, Like a Star. Duh, you know what I mean? Yeah. Of course, Like a Star. But, we had fun with shooting that video. We shot all around L.A. area, Hollywood area. You know, we Hollywood babies. We love Hollywood.
Yeah, we from Hollywood.
Okay,
you know?
So I got to ask you a question because one of my homegirls saw the video and she was mad because it wasn't her in the video. But I told her that she didn't go to the audition that day, and she was like, oh, that's right. Anyhow, but the question was, why is the love interest a white chick? I know. Why is the love interest in the video? The girl y'all all fiending, like all three of y'all are fiending over the white chick. What's up with that?
I mean, honestly, it's like we trying to get this one girl because she's like a star and she's so beautiful and she's so Hollywood. And it's like we all going for that one girl, and that one girl was that particular woman. It was just like, wow.
Man, like,
she played a good part, though.
Shout out to her, matter of fact, because she participated in everything we asked her to do. Shout out to her. You know, we really had fun working with her. But we also had other little scenes in there. It wasn't just all attracted to the white girl. She was the main character in the story.
I had to just ask you a controversial question. You know, just part of my job to put you on the spot.
Exactly. I caught that. Like, if nobody else caught that, I caught that. But like you said, she was the main character in the story. So we worked out for the best. Like I said, she would be really good. I mean, like you said, she caught everybody's attention. She played the part. She played what she needed to play. And I was that.
Okay, and I got some more good questions for you, but we're going to take a second here because we have Cassandra on the line who want to talk to you guys, so we're going to try to pull Cassandra up here and get her going. Is that cool with y'all? Is that good for that?
That's totally fine.
So, Cassandra, baby, this is Tiana. So, it's the Kicker Spot. What's going on?
I want to give a shout out to One Too Much and say good job, job well done.
Hi,
from Platinum Entertainment and Lucretia. Like, duh.
My
dad. How y'all doing?
Yeah, Tito. Whoa. Hi, Miss Sandra.
How you doing?
We're doing wonderful.
Good. I see you're doing big things. That's right. You're doing big things. That's good. I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you.
So real quick, so Cassandra, what's the memory that you have involving One Too Much?
What's the memory? The memory of you guys' group that I have?
Yeah,
when
Lamar
was little and he was still rapping and he said she was fine.
did you say he was wearing diapers when he was five?
He was rapping since he was five.
I thought you said he was in diapers at five. My bad. I must have got my hearing aid back.
Oh, that's wrong. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What's up. That's what's up. With, is that a whole fan crew in the background, Cassandra?
Well, yeah, my daughter, Lucretia.
Hello. Hi, guys. Good job. I'm proud of you guys. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Cool. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Follow
what
on Twitter.
Huh?
I don't know.
Follow Twitter on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you guys.
So, okay. So that's what's up. I got love fans everywhere. Hit me up on the internet, on the phone line. So let's learn a little bit more about you guys. So we got Like Duh. What's some other songs that we could hear from One Too Much? What else do you guys offer us?
Well, actually, you could check out our website at www.onetoomuch.com. That's www.onetoomuch.com. And we also got a song called Ride the Boogie, dedication to Michael Jackson, rest in peace, Michael Jackson. We sampled it, got it popping. We got a song out called Thumping. That's for the people who got the little beat in their car, and they feel like they could drive down the street and thump.
Yeah, I'm coming up, thump.
And of course,
I got to admit, though, what's the, Ride the Boogie is my joint. I had a Ride the Boogie. Yeah.
Okay, and we got the Like a Star, as you've seen, the Like a Star video. That's on YouTube at One Too Much TV.
Yes.
So please check that out. Please give views on YouTube, please. All our fans out there, watch the video. It's really interesting. Watch the video. And you can see a different side of One Too Much that you guys never seen before.
Exactly.
And you know what? I can contest to that, too, because it was you guys work out in rare form where you don't really see you guys. So I would say, you know, y'all always partying. That's why I had y'all come on the first show, because y'all party. But y'all more chill. Y'all was a chill dudes in this video. Y'all was really chilling. Just swag.
We try to get our grown man on. You see, we had the ties, the little peacoats. You know, we try to get our grown man. Like we said, One Too Much is not all about partying all the time. We do got a love side, you know, for the ladies.
Well, on the chat rooms, we got Melissa Griggs, who says, shout out to TK and One Too Much. See you at your show in Riverside.
Shout out, Melissa. I see.
Y'all going to be in Riverside? That's my old stomping ground.
We love all our fans. I know Riverside. We got a lot of fans out on Riverside.
I think we got a show coming up in Riverside.
Yeah,
matter of fact,
Dee's Dance Center. I believe.
Yeah, Dee's.
Check out One Too Much on
Facebook. We'll be in Riverside on the 20th.
On the 20th.
So if you ain't got nothing to do, come check out One Too Much, and we turn it up. Don't turn it up as usual.
So definitely, you guys, if you're going to be in Riverside, you got to check out One Too Much on January 20th. Also swing by their website, which is onetoomuch.com. That is pretty awesome. So, okay, so we got music videos, we got performances. That's all your past. What is coming up next? Where are we going to see One Too Much next?
Well, hopefully.
One Too Much right now.
since we're an independent company, we just trying to do our own thing right now. More in the future, with 2012, we're trying to bring more everything. Like everything that we brought in the past, we're trying to bring more of it. Like more fun, more music, more videos, more everything that you never, whole different side of one somebody that you never seen before. Because we ain't getting younger, we're getting older, so we got to grow as we get older. So as we grow, we're gonna bring more music for the fans, more everything, you know.
Okay, and then what's the dating life like? Who's married in the group? I love the silence. I love the silence. I mean, the silence was deafening. You said the
honestly,
word marriage.
Honestly, I mean, we love our fans once again, and we keep saying that we love our fans. But girls, we don't do that. We don't have time for that. I mean, we work. Not like that. We love our fans and all that, but we work. It's just work, work, work. Studio shows.
This young man ain't gonna lie. I'm dating somebody. Well, I'm talking to somebody right now. I'm not gonna sit up here and say I'm not talking to nobody because we all know that's not the truth. Because I am young man from O2M, so of course I'm talking to somebody right now. So all you ladies, Don't take it wrong. I still got love for every lady out there, of course, from the bottom of my heart.
Exactly. Like I said, we love our fans. I mean, we got them people that we talk to and we mess with and whatnot.
The reason I ask is because when you get in this business, you know, it's always like you're touring and you got fans and you got girls screaming your name. And it's like, do you really have time? How do you balance the personal life against the career life?
Man, tell me about the drama. I'm not going to get into all the drama about that, but, like, the real ones, they really understand where we're coming from. They understand that we're trying to, like, we do also have families. We also have moms. We all have dads. We have brothers. We have sisters, and we got to help them support that way, too, because, you know, at the end of the day, we still, like, our own family. We each have own families that we have to support in our lifetime, so they understand it's all about, it's nothing but work at the end of the day. It's, like, all work and love. And just to get, you feel me, just to get our voice heard out to the world. So if you can't get with that, you're not a real O2M fan if you can't understand that.
And that's what it is. Well, super cool, you guys. Well, we are having a blast here. Let me see. I think I have another caller on the line. Let me make sure I have Camille still there. Do I have Veronica? Do I still have Camille on the line? Yeah. What? No, I don't want a sandwich. This is not a time for a sandwich.
Who eating a sandwich? Bro. I want a sandwich.
Do not tell bruh man she got a sandwich. He asked me earlier and I didn't have one. Now she's trying to hand me a sandwich.
He's talking about bruh man from the fifth row?
He was on the show a minute ago. He was just here. Well, I have a sister of the group, Camille, on the line. Let's go ahead and bring Camille to the show. Welcome, Camille. This is your boy, Tiesto, with the Kicker Spot. What's up?
Hi.
What's happening, sis? How you been?
Fine. What's up with you guys?
Man, we on this radio show right now. You know,
I'm on the phone with you guys, so, you know.
How you been, though? Like, what was your... Well, I got a question for you, Camille. What was your favorite O2M moment?
I don't even know. I got a lot of moments with you guys.
Just pick one. I don't want to know what's your favorite O2M. I know you have a lot of them, but I just want you to just pick one. What's your favorite O2M moment?
I don't have one. I don't know. I think it was one day when I was talking to TK.
Mila, this TK, I got one for you. What's your favorite song that we performed at the concert?
I like a Star.
Like a Star. Whoa, check out that video for all the listeners out there at One Too Much TV once again.
At One Too Much TV?
Yes, One Too Much TV on YouTube. That's www.youtube.com/OneTooMuchTV. Whoa, rap. See my sis over there. That's one of our little sisters on the other line.
Okay, what's up?
Whoa. Don't be shy. She over there all quiet.
That tends to happen. You're a quiet person?
Yeah. When I want to.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I knew that as well. But...
She all shy on the phone.
That's what's up. Well, Camille was. Thank you for calling in and supporting the group. That's what's up. We do support. We do appreciate the love and the support. And we have our girl on here on the chat rooms who's doing a shout out to TK from Mocha B in Lancaster. And we asked her what is one of her favorite O2M moments. And she said when they came to Lancaster to perform. So y'all get love Lancaster too. Apparently y'all on stage is just fire.
Yeah, oh yeah, we do our stuff. We straight shoot. What? Whoa, we gonna say that. I say whoa with the O2M in the middle, not two O's, but the O2M in the middle. Whoa.
That's what was one of my favorite cities when we did that. Man, we had so much family, so much love on that. I think that was one of my favorite cities right there.
So you remember that performance?
Shout out to Mocha and Lancaster. We'll be out there real soon.
All right. Well, there you have it, Mocha and Lancaster. They're coming back, thanks to you. So what would you say is what made you love that performance? What was it about that performance that kind of had you interested in going back?
Lancaster, it was like we being in Lancaster sometimes before we even did a show. So it's like we've been there before and we knew a couple of people. But it was like when we went out there and we performed, everybody was like, whoa. okay, O2M doing it like that for sure. Like we gonna mess with them. This is how we do it. And then after that, we've been getting love from Lancaster. Shout out to Lancaster.
Shout out to Lancaster, indeed. That's what's up. So we're gonna have to get out of here in a second. But if a person wants to find you guys online, where do we go?
You can find us on Facebook at One Too Much. Now, see, it's kind of difficult to all One Too Much Facebook. It's O-N-E-T-W-O-M-U-C-H. I mean, that's a technical difficulty. We're going to fix that pretty soon. But that's how you can find us on Facebook. But if anything, just hit up that website at www.onetoomuch.com. That's www.one2much.com. Whoa. make sure you follow that Twitter at One Too Much. That's O-N-E, the number 2, M-U-C-H.
We also have individual Twitters. You can hit me up at Mellow Twim.
Say I do follow your Twitter, what's going on y'all's Twitter? What's so interesting about your Twitter? What's happening?
Oh, it's all updates. Every time we do a video, every time we're shooting a video, we need people to come. It will be posted. Every time we in the studio making a new song, we will let our fans know that's following us on Twitter. Every time we in a different city, we post it. Everything gets documented on Twitter, so Twitter is a must. Follow us at Once Too Much.
Well, that's what's up. Well, guys, I would definitely want to say thank you for coming out and, like, referencing it up for the first episode of Kick It Spot here on EOTM Radio.
Y'all gonna be our flow no matter what.
That's what's up. So y'all known for throwing parties. So like, is there one on schedule already that I need to know about?
I plead the fifth.
Well, not right now because like I said, we really busy right now. So probably like after all the shows and after everything is going down, hopefully for the summer. I think we're gonna throw something for the summer. But
when we do it, though, all you listeners out there, be ready, because in Kevin Hart voice, it's about to go down.
What's up? Well, you guys, thank you so much for stopping by, and we definitely enjoyed having you. We'll surely check you out at onetoomuch.com, and we'll definitely check out the new video, Like a Star, and
please click that button on YouTube.
All right, you guys. Y'all have a good night.
All right, so see you guys. Looking, bro.
Whoa. Most deaf. And you guys, we're going to take a quick break here. But when we return, I will be announcing the winner of the movie tickets. You still have time. So go to tangelo.com and post a comment for your chance to win 2 free movie tickets.
What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kick It Spot.
The Kickin' Spot Celebrity Hub is brought to you by EOTMblog.com. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMblog is a site to visit. D'Angelo, and you are tuned in to The Kickin' Spot. You are now tuned in to The Kickin' Spot, and I'm your boy, T'Angelo.
And I am what I say I am. And if I wasn't, why would I say I am?
A little bit of Eminem right there, y'all. So what's going on? This is your boy, and we are having a blast here on The Kickin' Spot. Well, the ultimate moment has arrived when we have to find out who is going to win the two free movie tickets to an AMC movie theater near you. I'm excited. And then once I announce your name, you're going to have about 20 minutes to call in at 718-664-6543 to give us your information so we can be sure to get those tickets to you. Again, the radio line is 718-664-6543. So, one thing I didn't mention is I am still dancing and choreographing and things and whatnot, and so I recently received a DVD the other day that was quite amazing. It had some of my choreography that I hadn't even seen before. I did probably 6 or 7 years ago. So you'll definitely want to stay tuned and keep an eye out for the announcement of the release of this footage. And if you are in the world of dance and just happen to support me, I think you're going to love it. For me not having seen these works in quite some time, I have to admit that I was very much impressed and grateful for the opportunity to check out my stuff, my works, because it didn't seem like it was mine. It just seemed like great pieces that someone choreographed and just happened to be me. So that's that. Anywho, I'm stalling here because I'm trying to give everybody a chance to get the comments in. You know, that's okay. Veronica, can you go ahead and pull up a name for me, Ma? Yeah. Okay. So, if I could do a drum roll, that'd be the hottest. Let me see. Hold on. Uh-oh. No, it's not gonna work. Anyhow, okay. So, we're going to go ahead and get the movie tickets to Whitney. Her comment says, "Hey, look at you. I don't know you, but I want to say this is amazing, and I'm happy for you." That's what's up, Whitney. That's what's going on, girl. Yeah. Well, thank you for the love and support. And, yes, this has been an amazing time. Check me out on Facebook so you can be sure to follow me. And probably in the next coming weeks, I have a like page. You guys will get all the comments and stuff. I hope you guys did enjoy the website because I enjoy having it put together for you. If you get a chance, you can check out the media page where you can see interviews, celebrity interviews, me with Sanaa Lathan, the sexy, beautiful, delicious-looking Sanaa, the wonderful, brilliant Kimberly Elise. You can see me working on a dance piece for a breast cancer benefit that I work with called Dancing for a Cure. And then you also can check out a video, live footage of me covering the Black College Expo 2011. So that's all on the media page. But, girl, Whitney, I need you to go ahead and give us a call and let us know your information so I can definitely get those two complimentary movie tickets out to you. And to everyone else listening, be sure to always tune in to The Kickin' Spot Thursday nights at 7 o'clock Pacific time, where we will be having awesome guests, awesome giveaways, and mad fun. Next week, we will have the choreographer. He's best recognized for being a judge on America's Best Dance Crew, Shane Spark, right here chilling at the Kickin' Spot, you know, with your boy T'Angelo. And don't forget, on January 26th, we will have Teresa Price, the founder of the Black College Expo, on the Kickin' Spot chilling out with us. We'll be giving out three three sets of tickets. So it won't just be one giveaway, but three giveaways. So if you're in the Los Angeles area, you're going to want to attend the expo. You guys, they talk about giving out free grants and scholarships and everything. They have paid internships while you're there. And my boy Christian didn't even quite know what was going to come out of his experience, and he is now living in New Orleans, going to Dillard University, and life seems to be good. All right, so that's on the events page. You can go just have fun. You go to tangible.com, and just be sure to post. I love this love and the support and all that jazz. Let's see. Oh, goodness. Dot Magazine. You guys, they just told me Dot Magazine is not too far away, and they, like, totally into it. We're going to talk more about Dot Magazine later. I want you guys to learn all about them as well, but we're not ready just yet. I think I got my winner, though. Did Whitney call in? Do I have Whitney? Did she call in? No? Okay. Well, I thought I had her. Okay. So, anywho, Whitney, if you are listening, Whitney, you're going to give us a call so we can get your information and get those movie tickets sent out to you. And I'm personally trying to go check out that new Mission Impossible. Oh, we didn't talk about the movie. What's going on in the box office? Anyway. Oh, goodness gracious. Great balls of fire. Okay. So we're going to take a quick transition period moment here. And, okay, give me a second. I announced the winner? Yeah. Okay.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Ticket Spot. Five. Ticket Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
Oh, goodness. Studio Math, you guys are awesome. Thanks for the sound bites. They're so much fun, and they're mad exciting. This has been great. We've had so much fun with this. This is not on my format, but some of the listeners just got here, and they didn't hear the opening theme music. Would it be too much for you guys if we can listen to the theme music once more? I mean, it is fun to hear, you know? And it represents the show, and I think it'll be fun. And so if we could just pull that, let me see if I can pull that back up. Can we get that? Can we get?
It's your boys. Welcome to the Kicker Spot. Yeah. It's your boys. I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I'm a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kick It Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Gosh, that's so much fun. They did a great job once again. I'm still in love with that. Okay, so we're waiting on Whitney to give us a call, so we can go ahead and do that. But other than that, I am going to go ahead and pull our train to a close. This has been amazing. Thank you to the EOTM family, everybody, everybody. I don't even just want to call one name because I know there's so many people involved to make the show possible. And with promotion, social media, press releases, and switchboards, and assistants, and phone calls, everyone is greatly appreciated. I do thank you. As I mentioned before, just thank you to Studio Math for putting the sound bites together. I look forward to working with you guys some more. To EOTM, you guys are great. To my boy Michigan, you're awesome. To all my supporters, my brother, Granny, Carla B., of course, Carla B. We don't work together enough these days. Back in the day, we were like bosom buddies. But now we're both on the grind, so we're going to get together again soon. Veronica, how's you, girl? Give a shout out to my girl, Veronica. My homegirl, Daisy. Daisy's new to the family. Y'all have to hear more, hopefully, or get to know more about my girl, Daisy. She's awesome. To my chick, Angie, with the voices. Thank you, Ma. We had a blast. She was the voice of the one who said, get off my foot. Because everyone's trying to hear the juicy gossip for the Celebrity Hub. And, of course, I cannot get out of here without thinking my boys, One Too Much. You guys are awesome and mad fun. And, of course, if One Too Much is in the building, it's going to be a fun, awesome, good time because that's what they do. I mean, that's just what they do, okay? Like it's 1999. That's awesome. And then we are going to just, you know, to all those who I didn't mention, just forgive me a little bit, you know. I'm kind of elated. I am. I'm having such an awesome time, and I'm back here on air. It's been a long time coming, but the brand is put together, and you guys know that you want to stick around and definitely hang out with T'Angelo and the Kicker Spot because we have awesome things to come. And EOTM is even lining some stuff up for you guys, so let's just, we're going to keep it cracking. So I just want to thank you all for tuning in. I do appreciate it, and it has been a great evening. So really quickly, let me go ahead and take my girl Whitney, who managed to call in, so I could just congratulate her. Let's go ahead and get our girl Whitney!
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Have you had an introduction better than that ever in your life?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's what's up. Well, Whitney, thank you so much for tuning in and posting on the guest page. I do greatly appreciate that.
Oh, you're so welcome. I mean, I always support someone that's always staying positive and going about their life and doing their dreams. So, you know?
Yeah, we turn dreams into goals and then they become reality.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I hope you're able to tune in next week when we have Shane Sparks on the show. We talk about fun, dancing, and scandals. So hang on for a second, hold the lines and get your information and get the things to you. One of the producers are going to get that from you. And again, thank you so much for the love. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
And you have a good night.
You too.
Okay, so everyone, like I said, be sure to tune in next week. I just mentioned one of the judges of Best Dance Crew, Shane Sparks, will be on the show. Also, be sure to visit T'Angelo.com and check out the events page for details on the Black College Expo. And also, I mentioned Dot Magazine, but we'll do more conversation on them next week. But this is a new innovative magazine that is super cool. You guys are going to be tuned into. And I think they're going to have some real cool stuff, fashion shows, photo shoots. You know, what I love to do will be involved. And I won't say with me being in love with my theme song, we probably should play it to close the show, but considering I just played it a second ago, I think it could kind of be redundant to just play it again. I mean, that's kind of over the top, don't you guys think? Yeah. Well, over top is what I do. So other than that, you guys, I'm going to get out of here, and I am going to just say live life to the fullest. Just enjoy it. This is your boy, T'Angelo, with the Kicking Spot, you guys, and I hope you enjoyed this show. Until next time, much love, peace, and God bless.
It's your boy, welcome to the Kicking Spot. It's your boy. I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about, so who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, for better word. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
No.
Welcome to the Kicker Spot. It's your boy. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about, so who recorded the video? T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, for better word. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
go, 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 go,